Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
When the sun comes out, the snow melts, and wildlife returns, many of my friends are eager to kick off a camping season. Whether to escape the stresses of city life or take a pandemic-safe holiday, more families and individuals now are turning to the great outdoors. But it also raises a few pain points, especially for first-time campers or less experienced nature lovers. After all, camping isn't all bonfires and lying in the shade. It requires extensive planning and research.
Speaker B.
I think the best part of any camping trip is sitting down to enjoy a hearty meal together. If your camping trip lasts more than a weekend and hunting or trapping animals isn't on the itinerary, I'd recommend non-perishable food options. Oatmeal and granola are excellent sources of fiber and protein. Dehydrated meats and pasta or beans will also keep fresh without the need for cold storage. For snacking, I often pack up some popcorn, nuts, dried fruit, crackers, or even chocolate.
Speaker C.
When I go camping, I always take a compass. For me, it's an essential camping tool. Compasses are both compact and dependable when it comes to navigating the woods, namely because they don't rely on batteries. They're all about know-how. The orienteering compass is most commonly used outdoors. The needle always points north and is almost always in red. Magnetic north will allow you to orient yourself and identify the other 4 cardinal points.
Speaker D.
When I go camping, I always put a compass in my pocket, grab a pair of binoculars, and take my phone with a field guide app for identifying plants, birds, and other forms of wildlife. Actually, I think learning how to identify what's around you is very useful. And it's never been easier. It can happen there's no internet around in the wild. But you have the huge database of a field guide app. So neither Wi-Fi nor cell service is needed for you. It's really great.
Speaker E.
In my opinion, fire is an absolute necessity for staying warm and cooking. Our camping checklist always includes matches, a lighter, kindling, and firewood. There are a few types of campfires and methods of building them, but the most common is the cone formation. Of course, it's important to keep in mind that the cone setup will burn through wood quickly, so the log cabin arrangement may be the best option if you're using the campfire for cooking.
Speaker F.
Getting ready for camping, I first think about the weather. It's really important to consider the season, local climate, and weather forecast when packing a suitcase. To save space, I tightly roll rather than fold each clothing piece and stack it inside my suitcase. I usually have at least 2 changes of clothes for each day of my trip. Camping trips typically expose travelers to more dirt, sweat, and messy foods. It's greatly different from life at home.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
When the sun comes out, the snow melts, and wildlife returns, many of my friends are eager to kick off a camping season. Whether to escape the stresses of city life or take a pandemic-safe holiday, more families and individuals now are turning to the great outdoors. But it also raises a few pain points, especially for first-time campers or less experienced nature lovers. After all, camping isn't all bonfires and lying in the shade. It requires extensive planning and research.
Speaker B.
I think the best part of any camping trip is sitting down to enjoy a hearty meal together. If your camping trip lasts more than a weekend and hunting or trapping animals isn't on the itinerary, I'd recommend non-perishable food options. Oatmeal and granola are excellent sources of fiber and protein. Dehydrated meats and pasta or beans will also keep fresh without the need for cold storage. For snacking, I often pack up some popcorn, nuts, dried fruit, crackers, or even chocolate.
Speaker C.
When I go camping, I always take a compass. For me, it's an essential camping tool. Compasses are both compact and dependable when it comes to navigating the woods, namely because they don't rely on batteries. They're all about know-how. The orienteering compass is most commonly used outdoors. The needle always points north and is almost always in red. Magnetic north will allow you to orient yourself and identify the other 4 cardinal points.
Speaker D.
When I go camping, I always put a compass in my pocket, grab a pair of binoculars, and take my phone with a field guide app for identifying plants, birds, and other forms of wildlife. Actually, I think learning how to identify what's around you is very useful. And it's never been easier. It can happen there's no internet around in the wild. But you have the huge database of a field guide app. So neither Wi-Fi nor cell service is needed for you. It's really great.
Speaker E.
In my opinion, fire is an absolute necessity for staying warm and cooking. Our camping checklist always includes matches, a lighter, kindling, and firewood. There are a few types of campfires and methods of building them, but the most common is the cone formation. Of course, it's important to keep in mind that the cone setup will burn through wood quickly, so the log cabin arrangement may be the best option if you're using the campfire for cooking.
Speaker F.
Getting ready for camping, I first think about the weather. It's really important to consider the season, local climate, and weather forecast when packing a suitcase. To save space, I tightly roll rather than fold each clothing piece and stack it inside my suitcase. I usually have at least 2 changes of clothes for each day of my trip. Camping trips typically expose travelers to more dirt, sweat, and messy foods. It's greatly different from life at home.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Samantha, over here. Hi.
Hey, long time no see.
Oh, yeah. Shall we sit by the window?
Actually, I'd prefer to sit in the corner. That booth looks cozy, and I don't like being on display.
Your wish is my command. I usually sit at the counter, but any place will do. I love this cafe. They serve amazing coffee and refreshing smoothies. Fancy anything?
I'm a fan of milkshakes. Do you remember spending nights over banana and chocolate ice cream?
Believe me, I do. Then a banana milkshake for you and one latte for me. I'm a bit sleepy today, so I hope caffeine will do the trick.
I think I'll go with latte as well. Don't feel like having a cold drink today.
Sure. Rumor has it that you finally graduated.
What do you mean, finally? It didn't take long, and I was the best student in my course.
But it wasn't 4 years either, was it?
No, it wasn't. I did take a couple of internships at the hospital while studying, which added a year and a half to my education. Well, nearly 2 years, all right. What about you?
I've done my bachelor's, and I will get my master's in half a year. What's the most useful thing you got from your studies?
I guess that was a concept that I should be able to maintain the work-life balance. My professors say that these days, companies encourage their employees to bring what they call their whole self to work. and that we shouldn't be tempted by that.
I agree with them. I've had a summer internship with one company. Everything there was about optimizing my personality. The community, the sense that I was not working for a salary, but to make the world a better place. I was in love with my work, body, mind, heart, and soul. But I soon realized that what they actually wanted is to expand the company's profits.
Harsh reality? Yeah. You love your work, but it doesn't love you back.
Indeed. And my love to work and my energy are limited, and life is more than work.
I couldn't agree more. According to one of my textbooks, work is labor exchanged for salary. It shouldn't turn into an all-encompassing sacrifice of our time and energy.
My grandma wouldn't agree with you here. She used to say that I should love my work.
I don't mean that we should hate our job, but we shouldn't become work obsessed.
Yeah, but we got distracted. Let's order our drinks and maybe some snacks. What do you think?
Yeah. Could you please pass me the menu?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Samantha, over here. Hi.
Hey, long time no see.
Oh, yeah. Shall we sit by the window?
Actually, I'd prefer to sit in the corner. That booth looks cozy, and I don't like being on display.
Your wish is my command. I usually sit at the counter, but any place will do. I love this cafe. They serve amazing coffee and refreshing smoothies. Fancy anything?
I'm a fan of milkshakes. Do you remember spending nights over banana and chocolate ice cream?
Believe me, I do. Then a banana milkshake for you and one latte for me. I'm a bit sleepy today, so I hope caffeine will do the trick.
I think I'll go with latte as well. Don't feel like having a cold drink today.
Sure. Rumor has it that you finally graduated.
What do you mean, finally? It didn't take long, and I was the best student in my course.
But it wasn't 4 years either, was it?
No, it wasn't. I did take a couple of internships at the hospital while studying, which added a year and a half to my education. Well, nearly 2 years. All right. What about you?
I've done my bachelor's, and I will get my master's in half a year. What's the most useful thing you got from your studies?
I guess that was a concept that I should be able to maintain the work-life balance. My professors say that these days, companies encourage their employees to bring what they call their whole self to work, and that we shouldn't be tempted by that.
I agree with them. I've had a summer internship with one company. Everything there was about optimizing my personality. The community, the sense that I was not working for a salary, but to make the world a better place. I was in love with my work, body, mind, heart, and soul. But I soon realized that what they actually wanted is to expand the company's profits.
Harsh reality? Yeah. You love your work, but it doesn't love you back.
Indeed. And my love to work and my energy are limited, and life is more than work.
I couldn't agree more. According to one of my textbooks, work is labor exchanged for salary. It shouldn't turn into an all-encompassing sacrifice of our time and energy.
My grandma wouldn't agree with you here. She used to say that I should love my work.
I don't mean that we should hate our job, But we shouldn't become work obsessed.
Yeah, but we got distracted. Let's order our drinks and maybe some snacks. What do you think?
Yeah. Could you please pass me the menu?
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good morning to you all. Alice Fraser and Donald Thatcher are here for you today. As you know, Donald is a well-known writer of young adult fiction and stories for children. His major work, Dolly the Beast, has been successfully screened and caught on at once, hasn't it?
Hi, Alice. Oh, yes, it has. There's now a whole community of fans who come up with their own prequels, sequels, and side stories. And I'm here today to say thank you to you guys. Without you, nothing would have been possible.
Donald, while preparing for the program, you mentioned that there's a surprise you wanted to share. What is it?
To answer this question, I should go a few months back. I was going to surprise my family and bake a Christmas cake full of raisins, cherries, and sultans.
Sounds delicious.
It does. So I was in the middle of making dough when I realized that a perfect baking tray is nowhere to be seen. So I climbed upstairs to the attic to find it. Instead, I stumbled upon a lot of amazing things. An old swing set, a collection of my great-grandparents' pictures in a leather book, my wife's premier dresses, a dozen of teddy bears, and a dusty shoebox with a piece of paper attached. It said, "A slimy tree." I got it down and opened it.
Was the tray inside?
Even better. There was a manuscript of a children's book.
How did it end up there?
That's obvious, actually. When I work on a book, I drift into a habit of drafting its chapters whenever the idea comes to me. So there is always a gazillion of papers, sticky notes, and even tissues from coffee shops with my notes scribbled on them. My wife helps me to organize them. She devised a system of labeled shoeboxes and puts all the notes she finds into them. This particular box was dedicated to the story about a slimy tree.
Didn't you want to publish it?
I charted it out and read during the bed story time to my kids. They liked it. I did intend to publish it straight after the release of Dolly the Beast. But when this fantasy series made a hit, I held back. Over time, I came to think of the slimy tree as just for my family. So the manuscript went up into the attic, where it remained until this Christmas.
What are you going to do with Story now?
I'd like to release it chapter by chapter on my website, with the entire book eventually being uploaded. It'll later be published as a physical book. You don't need to register or pay to get access to the book, nor to live in the UK or USA. The chapters are there for you to read in English.
Wow! That's a very generous gesture in our commercialized to the core world.
There's more. The coolest thing is that I'll upload chapters daily alongside my suggestions for what you, my dear readers, might like to draw. But please don't restrain yourselves and let your imagination run wild. The best artworks will be included in a published version of the book next year.
Will you choose the best works?
I will be able to see them and maybe comment on them, but I won't be judging the competition. People from all over the world will have a chance to vote for the artworks online, but my publishers will decide which illustrations work best for their editions. So here's a chance for you to get creative and to get featured in my new book. Get imagining and good luck. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good morning to you all. Alice Fraser and Donald Thatcher are here for you today. As you know, Donald is a well-known writer of young adult fiction and stories for children. His major work, Dolly the Beast, has been successfully screened and caught on at once, hasn't it?
Hi, Alice. Oh, yes, it has. There's now a whole community of fans who come up with their own prequels, sequels, and side stories. And I'm here today to say thank you to you guys. Without you, nothing would have been possible.
Donald, while preparing for the program, you mentioned that there's a surprise you wanted to share. What is it?
To answer this question, I should go a few months back. I was going to surprise my family and bake a Christmas cake full of raisins, cherries, and sultans.
Mmm, sounds delicious.
It does. So I was in the middle of making dough when I realized that a perfect baking tray is nowhere to be seen. So I climbed upstairs to the attic to find it. Instead, I stumbled upon a lot of amazing things. An old swing set, a collection of my great-grandparents' pictures in a leather book, my wife's premier dresses, a dozen of teddy bears, and a dusty shoebox with a piece of paper attached. It said, "A slimy tree." I got it down and opened it.
Was the tray inside?
Even better, there was a manuscript of a children's book.
How did it end up there?
That's obvious, actually. When I work on a book, I drift into a habit of drafting its chapters whenever the idea comes to me. So there is always a gazillion of papers, sticky notes, and even tissues from coffee shops with my notes scribbled on them. My wife helps me to organize them. She devised a system of labeled shoeboxes and puts all the notes she finds into them. This particular box was dedicated to the story about a slimy tree.
Didn't you want to publish it?
I charted it out and read during the bed story time to my kids. They liked it. I did intend to publish it straight after the release of Dolly the Beast. But when this fantasy series made a hit, I held back. Over time, I came to think of the slimy tree as just for my family. So the manuscript went up into the attic, where it remained until this Christmas.
What are you going to do with Story now?
I'd like to release it chapter by chapter on my website, with the entire book eventually being uploaded. It'll later be published as a physical book. You don't need to register or pay to get access to the book, nor to live in the UK or USA. The chapters are there for you to read in English.
Wow! That's a very generous gesture in our commercialized to the core world.
There's more. The coolest thing is that I'll upload chapters daily alongside my suggestions for what you, my dear readers, might like to draw. But please don't restrain yourselves and let your imagination run wild. The best artworks will be included in a published version of the book next year.
Will you choose the best works?
I will be able to see them and maybe comment on them, but I won't be judging the competition. People from all over the world will have a chance to vote for the artworks online, but my publishers will decide which illustrations work best for their editions. So here's a chance for you to get creative and to get featured in my new book. Get imagining and good luck. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.